South Wood Street when it comes to pimping. I kind of like work with a lot of women, you know, to help them lose weight, whether they want to lose, gain weight, all of the above. Offer online training. Also, you know, we got the meal prep service, which now we're going to be.
Boy, and then you're just a nice little young man with pretty teeth.
Well,
you got a business going. And, ooh, all the young girls are going to be listening to this and say, ooh, who is this young man? But you hit it right the nail on a, you know, put the nail on the, hit it on the head, whatever. Mm-hmm. You said that you work with a lot of women. And we know that sometimes men can lose weight faster than women.
Right.
So we're not saying that we're not talking to the men whatsoever. But sometimes my ladies do need a little bit more help because right. we have a lot of other health problems that can prevent us from losing weight. So you and I was talking before we went on the air, we were talking about, well, what's some things that people need to know in this time frame? Well, we talked about how between October 31st and January 2nd, they can gain an average of 30 pounds.
Exactly.
And you was like, but Carla, it's so many things that they can do to not gain that much weight.
Right.
We're not telling them that they gotta go and spend a whole lot of money. We're not saying you gotta go check into a gym every single day. So
yeah,
I wrote down some
tips,
and I want to see what you're going to say for each one.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is be active with your family and friends. So what would you suggest your clients do?
So being active with family and friends, that's the easiest one, because if you have kids, kids love to play. You can go outside, run around with them, you know, get involved with being outside with your dogs and your kids, and whether you have a significant other, you can just walk around the block. Anything where you're active for 20 minutes is considered cardio.
Really?
Exactly.
And so, you know, the funny thing is, I tell my patients the same thing. When we first go on a weight loss program, I tell them I only want lifestyle changes.
Okay.
I want them to either park far away and walk, or I want them to take the stairs and not the elevator, or walk while they're watching TV, things like that. But do they have to build up a sweat for it to be really deemed as cardio?
Well, as long as you're being active, your body's going to be in a state to where it's starting to burn body fat.
Okay.
So if you're active for like 20 minutes and then you tend to rest, but it has to be something where you're really active. Like you might burn up a little sweat. But when you rest, that's when your body's still burning body fat.
Really?
So that's what's considered like, you know, your cardio and stuff.
Boy, that boy is smart, boy. Yeah. You are smart. I love it. All right, number two says, snack wisely. Now, you know I love me a good snack. I mean, that makes my mouth water just thinking about snacking. Okay. So what is some good, healthy alternatives to Snicker or Twix?
Okay, so instead of picking up the Snicker or Twix, you know, you can get like almonds, walnuts, and things like that. So I know I tell my ladies that work with me no more than like 14 almonds a day, because they're still a fat. It's a healthy fat.
Okay.
But also, everybody needs that crunch. That's all they really chasing after. And almonds has a crunch. Walnuts have a crunch. Anything that's a nut has a crunch. So that'll be like your alternative for, rather than picking up the Snickers and the Twix and the stuff that's high in sugar.
Okay. Now, if they have a nut allergy, I usually tell them maybe take some sliced turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like dairy because we know that dairy causes a lot of inflammation. Yeah, because a lot of people say, oh, I take cheese with me. I'm like, no. Then you're going to pay for it later.
Or fruit. You can do fruit.
Yes.
Yeah, fruit has a natural sweet, natural sugar. It's a natural sugar depending on which fruit you're using, such as like apples and things like that. But it's also, it has that crunch. It has the juiciness and it has the sweetness that's really the void you're trying to fill when you come to picking up unhealthy snacks.
Okay. And also like low carb, like berries, like blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
I'm big on blueberries.
Yes. Those are so good for you. Yeah. And again, you want that sweet with that crunchiness for you to feel like you're having a snack.
Right.
All right. The other one says, okay, watch your portion size. Well, I'm not carrying around no measuring tools. How am I going to know what's what? How do I know what's 4 ounces versus 1 ounce?
So you can go off, like, your hand size.
That's, off my little bitty hands?
That's a portion guide, yeah.
Okay, so tell me. Like,
all right, so say if you're doing a meat, say you're doing a chicken or something, you want to do, like, the palm of your hand.
Okay. Right?
So that's your portion size.
So that's about what, 4 ounces?
That's about 3 or 4 ounces.
Okay.
If you're doing it for your husband or boyfriend or whatever, you do 2 hands. That's his portion size.
Okay, okay. Right,
and if you're doing vegetables, it's the same way. So that's how you can do a portion control. And then if you want to eyeball it, you can. And then, but I think it goes into one of your other tips, is just like, don't go back for seconds.
Right.
So portion your plate out. If your plate's full, you see no plate, all you see is food, then that's all you're going to eat.
Oh, okay. So if they're going to a party or an event, family house or whatever, should they put like little, like 4 ounces of this or... teaspoon,
if they're taking it theirself, then yeah. But if you just there, you know, you're not bringing no food, you're not bringing nothing with you, you're just gonna eat what's there, then you have to really kind of like eyeball it out. But if you, once you put it on your plate, and say you got a paper plate, a white paper plate, if you see no white of the paper plate, then you know you're done. You don't need to overstuff your plate.
Now, how is somebody gonna not be rude? Because I'd be offended if somebody come to my house and I just cooked all day and all night, and then they be like, well, I just got this little almonds right here and I got these berries.
I mean, but that's the how thing, can like, they... that's what's gonna come with it. When you chasing your results and stuff, yeah, people's gonna, that's rude, that's bad, right. Like, why you doing that? Like, I made all this food, but at the end, you got your goals, just your own goals. Like, nobody's going to reach your goals for you. So you have to do that. So that's when you have to be dedicated, committed to yourself, and be like, hey, I got a goal that I'm trying to chase. And, you know, no disrespect towards you, but I mean, I'm kind of important myself, you know.
That's right. Well, you know how some people would say they have a cheat day. Mm-hmm. So do you believe in a cheat day?
I don't believe in a cheat day. I believe in a cheat meal.
It ain't a whole 24 hours that I can eat everything I want.
No.
That ain't no fun, though.
No, John. You can't do that because, no, but the reason why you can't do that is because if you have a cheat day, it's going to set you back. Because it's so hard to come back from a cheat day. Everybody knows that. Like,
right.
You eat clean for 5 days, then you cheat for one whole day, and you're trying to jump right back to eating clean. It's so hard. So that's why you kind of just want to have a cheat meal. So you set yourself up. You eat breakfast clean. You eat lunch clean. You eat your clean snack, and then you have your bad meal. So that's just going to speed up your metabolism.
Okay.
And then the next day, you hop right back on the clean eating. Your metabolism's running now. So now you about to cut into that body fat. Now you about to burn extra calories.
Now, you just said something that a lot of patients ask me. What's the difference between clean and organic? Because I don't always believe in everything that's organic is, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, healthy. Because where did it come from? Does it have pesticides on it, things of that nature? So what's the difference when you say eat clean?
When I say eat clean, it's you want to stay away from processed foods.
Okay.
You want to, if you at the grocery store, you want to look at stuff that says like grass fed.
Okay.
Stuff like that. No canned goods. Like,
yeah, because you gotta think,
why do they last so long? Like,
all that salt.
Right.
I tell my hypertensive patients that all the time. If a Twinkie can go into a space capsule and last for 20 years, what do you think it's filled with?
Right.
Preservatives, which is what? Salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Next one is practice mindful eating. What in the heck is that?
So I would say practice mindful eating is, you know, pay attention to the stuff that you're eating. That kind of goes back into what we just said, like, you know, processed foods as well. So, you know, cook your own food. Like, don't stop at the restaurants.
Excuse me.
Don't stop at these fast food spots and think I'm eating clean because I grabbed a chicken salad. Like, that's not it, because that chicken's still processed chicken. And then you don't know exactly what's all keeping that chicken so fresh so long. So mindful eating, you know, you got to pick and choose wisely what you're going to eat, you know, your whole food. So it's stuff you're going to have to bring from the house.
Okay. Next is a big one that I tell my patients about. They have to get at least 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That helps the body to repair and then to process for the next day. So what do you think about that?
I believe in that highly, just for the simple fact, like, I learned about how important sleep was because I compete. I do bodybuilding shows as well. And I do bodybuilding shows as well. So sleep's highly important because your body's resetting. So when your body's resetting the next day, and when you sleep, your body's in starvation mode, right? So then you burn burning body fat inside of starvation mode.
Okay.
So when you wake up, your body's reset. So now your metabolism's up. So you should be hungry first thing in the morning if you get 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
I'm hungry every morning when I first get up.
So that means you get enough sleep. Now, if I'm going to sleep for 2-3 hours, I'm waking up, I'm still full from the meal I ate the day before. I'm not readjusting my body. So your body has to go through a reset process like anything. Like, your phone died, you have to charge it up.
Right.
So it's like the charging of your body.
Now, some patients will say to me, well, Carl, I won't eat anymore after 6 or 7, but they may be up to 11 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
I say that the body, you have to eat every 2 to 3 hours. Excuse me, I do have bad allergies this morning. So I tell people, look, if you eat every 2 to 3 hours, you'll have to speed up your metabolism. Mm-hmm. So if your last meal is at 7, you should be going to bed by 10.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
I do, but I don't.
Okay.
I do in the sense to, you do need to eat every 2 to 3 hours. But when it comes to, it depends on what your goal is. So if you're on a calculated micro meal plan, then if you're getting your last meal in at 10, 11, or whatever it is, but your numbers, you following those numbers. So you have to stay, like, you can't miss a meal when you're on a macro meal plan.
Okay.
That's because your numbers is broken down so much, so portion sizes is important. So you have to get all those numbers in to reach that goal. So,
but that's the difference between them doing medical weight loss and working with a trainer.
Right.
Because I wouldn't be able to break all that down for them.
Right.
Which you're going to be looking more at the, what do you measure when you see them? What do you measure?
So basically, I base it off, I measure their weight, their hips, their thighs, chest, and arms. Because those is the most key.
And that's what every woman don't want you to measure, is just that. Because that's where all of our fat is.
Yeah,
and we don't want that. Exactly. But that's what we want to get the fat from.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, from a medical standpoint, my thing with that too is I tell them, if you have a trainer, I might be supplying you with the appetite suppressants, watching your laboratory, you know, your labs to make sure you're not spilling any ketones or that you're not, you know, have any problem breaking down protein, things of that nature. But I believe in the provider and the trainer should work together for the goal of the patient.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be just a
one
thing.
It shouldn't be one and one. It shouldn't be one-sided at all.
Right. Okay, so our next one is, now this one I'm trying to work on. Control your stress level. What they got to do with me and losing weight?
All right, so stress is key, because if your body's stressed, then you're going to tend to overeat.
For one,
you'll tend to snack on things you normally don't snack on. And then when you're trying to lose weight, if your stress level is high, so it comes back to me being a bodybuilder. If my stress level is high, it's hard for me to shed weight. Even though I might be following the meal plan, I might be working out, I might be doing the cardio, but at the same time, my body's going through so much other things. It's not focused on losing weight. It's focusing on trying to ease my mind. And that's when I'm filling the void of I'm going to snack, or I'm going to go have a pop today. I'm going to have a soda. So,
but see, I'm the opposite. When I get mad or upset or I'm anxious, I won't eat.
You won't?
I won't. But then the next thing I know is when I'm over it, then I'm eating everything there is.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing so off limits.
Yours is fabulous.
Yeah, I'm like the binge eater. I'm like, oh, okay, now I got to make up for lost times. Yeah.
But it's key, it's like when you want to lose weight, like whether you work with a trainer or, you know, someone like you, is you want to keep stress at a bare minimum.
Okay.
Because stress, I mean, you got to think, when you come into stressful situations, you tend to just be lazy.
Yeah.
You're not going to give 100% to anything you're doing, because you're so worried about the problem that caused you to be in a stressful situation. So that's kind of when you want to lose weight, it plays a toll on that as well.
And my thing is, a lot of people put too much pressure on themselves.
Right, exactly.
You didn't gain that weight overnight, you're not going to lose it overnight. Come
right,
on now.
Right.
So
everybody,
my thing,
think it's supposed to happen in like 2 months.
Right, they'd be like, give me that pill.
2 weeks.
Come on, doc, give me that pill. We're going to lose it like this. And I'm like, no,
it's
you're
a
not. We got to do a process, because it took a while to come on. But we doing this, we're going to give you some tips to help you. But everything is have to be adjusted towards that person.
Right. But at the same time, that person has to be willing to work too. Because
and be accountable.
All the tips, but if they don't follow it,
yep,
you know, it's kind of on them.
Yeah,
they're never going to say it's on them. They're always going to be like, well, I worked with
yeah,
and it didn't work.
Blame somebody else.
Right.
But you got to be like, accountability on you. So the next one I love to tell the patients about is fiber. People do not understand the importance of fiber. I even tell my diabetics patients that can bring down that A1C by increasing their fiber intake. What do you believe in fiber?
Fiber is very important. So like apples, you know, me personally, every night I eat a big bowl of spinach. Because it's high in fiber. But in the morning, you know, I mean,
spinach before you go to bed?
Before I go to bed.
Oh,
so in the
not...
morning, my system is constantly going to be flushed out. So fiber is going to constantly flush the system out.
Okay.
So that way you're not feeling bloated all day, or you're not backed up. Like, taking spinach for me is like taking a laxative. Like,
okay.
I mean, I don't want to go into detail with that.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm constantly flushing my system out.
Now, I do have some patients that have like atrial fibrillation, so they have to be on a blood thinner. One of them is Coumadin. They can't have green leafy vegetables because they high in vitamin K. So what would that person then do?
So it's fruits that has that's high in fiber as well. So like apples is a great fruit that's high in fiber.
Okay.
I know me personally, it's a couple other guys I work with, we love apples. Like apples, like a pre-workout snack, anything. But apples is a quick eat. Like you could take that from the house and just walk, go in your car and do whatever with it. And it's still so high in fiber, it's going to constantly flush your system out.
Now, apples are also high in carbs. So if I put a patient on a low-carb diet, they're not going to do an apple. Because that's going to take up whatever the amount of carbs that they have.
Even if they don't do leafy green vegetables,
Then
they'll have to find it from their other food sources. So like whatever other food that you put them on, then you'll just track the fiber content of that food.
Okay.
So you would take the carb, you wouldn't count it as a carb, you would count it as the fiber.
Okay.
Counting for a carb.
All right. Now, this is the big one. going out to the parties and drinking. Now, on my sheets, I have low-carb drinks, and that's like your rum, your tequila, your whiskey, your bourbon. It was something else on there, but it was all those was low-carb. And so what do you believe in? Because I still want the people to have fun.
So, yeah, you got to enjoy life. It's, I mean, you got to enjoy the process while you're going through it. So, like, I hate telling my clients this, but, like, if you're going to go out, you can drink some tequila. Like, it's not going to hurt you.
Right.
But just the next day, don't be lazy with it. Like, get up and go be active so you can sweat some of that out. So that's where the problem comes in. Like, you don't want to overdrink. Like, you can go out and have a drink. Like, you can enjoy yourself, like, one, two, maybe three. But don't go out and just drink the whole bottle, and then the next day you do nothing.
Should they do water in between?
Yeah, so I that's just to keep you hydrated.
Right.
So I would say, you know, if you drink a drink, drink some water.
Right.
Drink another drink, drink some water.
And if not, they can come to Jarvis County Medical Services and get an infusion therapy, you know.
There you go. Yeah, they can get that. But you want to drink that water to stay hydrated, because that's all you do when you drink alcohol, is dehydrating you the whole time. That's why you wake up the next day, your body feels weak and sluggish. It's because you dehydrated.
So right now, everybody is on how can we lose weight quick, right? You got lights, you got this, you got that, you got reps. So where do you stand on the quick fixes?
It's no quick fix. Like,
okay.
Because one thing that I'm big about, like, people come to me, they be like, oh, the keto diet.
I can't stand the keto diet.
Shade or anything like that, but it's a quick fix. Like,
it
you're going to lose a lot of weight.
But it's not good for diabetics
people
with thyroid issues.
But once you go back to eating regular, you gain all that weight back. So it's really no quick fix. As long as you eat, like, whole food, you drink your water, you be active. Yes, it's a process, but it's more beneficial in the end towards your body and then the stuff that comes with it. Rather you doing these quick fixes like the detox tea and stuff like that. That's I mean, it's gonna work quick, but at the same time, when you come off of that, you're gonna gain all that weight back, because it's not a style of life that you could live for a long time.
And see, that's why I practice holistic medicine as well, you know, Eastern and Western medicine. So when I put them on the weight loss, I like the detox tea only to clean out the liver, because you gotta clean out the liver and the kidneys in order to begin that weight loss process.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, I believe in protein in each meal, because if they start the day with a carb, then they're eating and chasing it all day long. But if they started with a protein, it seems to sustain them. And if they want to talk about why I'm going to work out, okay, we got to protect the muscles.
Right.
And so I'm really big on that, but I'm also big on them being more realistic. So I'm like, if you are a person who you have to have, like, everything planned out, then a day that you're off, plan it. If you're a person that is more on the go, then I like protein shakes. You just got to watch what brand. I like protein bars. Again, you got to look at the sugar intake.
Right.
But I try to meet everybody where they are. Like myself, you know, and I know that I'm bringing Optum Fast, which is a medically supervised weight loss, to Kentucky. I'm going to be, oh, Lord Jesus, bless me. I'm going to be the spokesperson. So tomorrow, we have already did my height, my weight, my BMI, which I'm not going to tell y'all, but y'all can see the before and after pictures.
There you go.
But I'll be on 800 calories. But in the 800 calories, it's strictly all protein. It's all calculated out. So it's high in protein and low in carbs.
Okay.
But it's their food and their drinks and their soups and their bars. And I want to taste it, because I never believe in giving my patients nothing that I haven't tried myself.
Right. I'm the same way.
Yeah. And so this is a way to get started for the holidays. And then we taper off, and that's when we start adding different amounts of food. But at the same time, I'm coming to you to say, okay, what type of exercise can I do? Because I don't want this to sag.
Yeah,
right?
That's the key. You don't want it to sag. And that's the thing with women. They tend to, they don't want to lift weights, like heavy weights, because they think, oh, I'm going to get bulky, I'm going to look like a man. But that's not the key. If you're losing weight, it's tightening that skin, so you don't have the saggy skin.
And it's good for the bones.
Exactly.
Because people don't understand when they do, especially women, when we do weight loss, I mean, do weightlifting, that helps to bring estrogen to the bones. Now, we don't want a lot of estrogen, because what does that do? Cause the belly fat and cause us to be crazy. And that's everybody. That's men and women.
Yeah.
So then I have to be on them like, hey, I'm going to have to give you an estrogen blocker, because that's going to defeat the purpose of you losing the weight, and then you're going to get frustrated.
Right.
So my goal is, when they come in every month to see me, it's like I'm their cheerleader. So we do measurements as well as weighing. And then I'm on them like, don't weigh yourself every day.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, they come in there neurotic. Like, oh my God, I gained a pound in a day. And I'm like, that's not right.
I'm not a big believer in the scale at all anyway. Like, I tell everybody, base it off, like, you know, take pictures. for one, because pictures gonna tell you everything.
Sure will.
They ain't gonna lie to you.
That's right.
And then always big on start feeling how your clothes are starting to fit.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll tell you a lot too as well. So that'll let you know if you're either gaining or you losing.
And that's why I tell myself, look, you know that cute little outfit that you had that you couldn't wear for years? Put that in the front.
Put that in the
Use
front.
Use that as your guide.
There you go.
And when you get up in that mug, and then I hate when my patients come in with big baggy clothes, because when they look at themselves and I see them losing weight in inches, mm-hmm. they'll still think they're big. I'll be like, put some hoochie clothes on. They'll be like, what?
Go down a couple sizes.
I need you to go down. I need you to not spend a lot of money. Go to the DAV, the thrift store, whatever mm-hmm. like that. But I need you to get you some leggings and some shirts that fit. Because then you'll see that you're losing weight.
Yep.
Then that'll keep you motivated to keep going.
Keep going.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, I love you. I love you. Now, the last but not least, if you had to give us a tip on if we couldn't come to your class to do the wonderful classes that you have. What's that one called? The booty and butt?
Booty bands.
Now, everybody want a booty to be up and right and tight.
Yeah.
What the heck is a booty band?
So basically, I use a resistance band. It's a resistance band class. Mm-hmm. And it's the focus of the class is on abs and
Okay, and I tell patients to get those too and have them at home. And the closer their hands are together,
mm-hmm.
the
and
more.
It actually helps with their joints.
Yes. And the more resistance they'll make. And so instead of wasting money on all these mm-hmm. Weights that they're not going to use.
They get expensive.
And very expensive. Nobody has time for that. It is during the holidays. So we need to save money for the food, for the cute outfits, and for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a number one tip that you would give somebody to help them in their weight loss journey during the holidays? Like just to help them.
Number one tip for the holidays, I would say use the holiday as a celebration style day. What I mean by that is, you know, set that holiday, like, that's your goal date. So be like, all right, I'm going to eat clean for all the way up to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then Thanksgiving will be my cheat day. That's when you could have a cheat day because your body's going to adjust to that.
Okay.
Same for Christmas. So, like, after Thanksgiving, be like, I'm going to go all the way to Christmas. I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to eat whole foods. I'm going to try to work out at least 2 to 3 times a week. And then when Christmas come, you enjoy Christmas.
Right.
And then you do it for New Year's. Then when New Year's come, you enjoy New Year's. But you can't just cheat all the way up to then and then be like, oh,
man,
I'm going to die tomorrow and then cheat all the way up to Christmas. It's not going
to
work that way.
Now, I'm the cook in my family and everybody come to my household. But I cook with taste.
Okay.
I'm not going to be like, oh, let me just put a pinch of this, a pinch of that. I got to taste it.
Right.
So how do you not gain weight but also make it your food
so,
tastes good?
Like, because I cook all the time. Like, I stay prepping food, but it's about the seasons that you use.